Hello, this is Pastor Trent. I want to welcome you to the Mountain Home Church, the Nazarene Sermon Podcast. We are thrilled that you are tuning in to hear sermons from our ministries here at our church. It is our hope that the Spirit of Christ would be present with you as you listen today. I do want to take just a moment to invite you to reach out and connect with us. On our website, we have a way for you to do just that. You can visit www.mhnazarene.org/connect and fill out a very brief form. There's a spot to leave contact info, ask questions, and even to request prayer. Also, be sure to indicate that you listen to us through our SoundCloud podcast to let us know where you're listening. May the Lord be with you this day. Grace and peace to you.
So we give praise tonight to the one that came so long ago, Emmanuel. The angels proclaimed, "Glory to God in heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." And we've traveled the season of Advent and the anticipation of this very night. And the kids are giddy with excitement, and perhaps parents and grandparents too, now that this night is finally here. The anticipation of Christmas Eve, and soon morning will arrive. And I'll briefly share with you just a few more thoughts of the familiar stories. For this is a testament to the divine possibilities that God can bring into our lives. And it speaks of the majesty of God's call and his love that is unending. They are timeless, as they are transformative. For these stories hold importance in remembering and being reminded of the gift and grace of divine possibilities in a world that's full of anything but. And for we are shown an everyday couple thrown into the unknown upheaval of life, right? Confused and afraid, facing unexpected pregnancy, giving birth to a baby and sources and support. And then we see the night shift workers, the ones who do the dirty work in places most don't see, the shepherds tending to the flocks, all with the hope of experiencing and seeing promises fulfilled, but never expecting them to be the first eyewitnesses in discovering that the ordinary and the less than are not so ordinary. And all is found within a baby wrapped in cloth on the edge of town. The Christmas story affirms at every turn what is revealed throughout Scripture, that God chooses to draw near in and through the simple, the poor, the outcast, the oppressed, the unexpected ones. Let us rewind back the clock here for a moment. Less than a year ago in Scripture. So out of the respect and for the reading of God's word, would you please stand if you are able? Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph, and the virgin's name, Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her. "Good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you." She was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, "Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You'll be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end ever to his kingdom." Mary said to the angel, "But how?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy Son of God. And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son? Old as she is, everyone called her barren. And here she is, 6 months pregnant. Nothing, you see, is impossible with God. And Mary said, yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me, just as you say. Then the angel left her. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. Luke shares the announcement of the coming Messiah with an approximate date of 9 months for his arrival. And the announcement of the arrival, though, isn't given to a crowd. It is placed upon one. And it is here before we even read about the birth of our Savior Jesus where we sit and we see the manifestation of divine possibilities take place, the beauty that is surrounded by the ultimate work of God. For Mary was young, she was engaged, no way expecting this. She had other plans, but then was dropped with this world-worthy news. And she didn't see herself as anybody special, but God did. And she is presented with a divine responsibility that has long been waited. She listened, and is called to do is beyond comprehension. And yet, it challenged her, and it stretched her, and it ultimately transformed her. And this is the first thing we need to understand about divine possibilities. They are not limited by our human understanding or expectations. And yet, they are also deeply personal. The nature of God calling and seeking us, it disrupts our expectations. And it is not always convenient or comfortable, but it's always transformative. These divine possibilities are not just about what we are called to do, but also about who we are called to be. Mary was called to be the mother of Jesus, but she was also called to be a woman of faith, courage, humility. She was called to be a servant of God. See, divine possibilities and experiences are not impossible with God's divine grace. In the heart of this passage, we find the majesty of God naming this miracle as the one who would be called the Son of the Most High. The impressive dignity, the beauty of God's grace and work within the ordinary, it's a call and an assignment that transcends the ordinary, the mundane, and the expected. It's a call that has echoed through the ages, resounding with divine authority and purpose. The greatness of this calling is seen in its ongoing impact. The obedience from Mary to God's calling changes the course of history. It sets in motion the events that lead to our salvation, something much bigger than ourselves. We become part of God's grand narrative of redemption and restoration. And yet, this great divine call was about more than just Mary. It was for all of humanity. It's about God's love for us, his desire to redeem us, and his plan to restore us to himself. Through Mary, God is preparing to send a son into the world, to live among us, to die for us, and to rise again, defeating death and sin once and for all. This is the majestic greatness of God's call. We need the stories and the reminders. For when life is not all that we expected, we can lean into those promises. Like the candles that have been lit over the last several weeks, each bringing the reminder of hope and love and joy and peace. It is the hope that is our fuel that pushes us forward. Hope is the lens we look through to see how we see the world. And it was this hope that Mary kept close to her when the days were hard and unknown. And it is love that we exhibit to make what we see new and different. Mary's love for God was embraced and placed into the trust she knew he would deliver upon. It is joy we outpour in knowing what God will and can do. The joyful expectation of Mary soon came about in a song of her own that had her singing and dancing with joy. It is peace we receive from the promises through God's love. It was the peace Mary experienced as our Savior bounced around in her belly. The joyful proclamation of the angels sharing and breaking out into a choir months later with the shepherds. Glory to God in the heavenly heights. Peace to all men and women on earth who please him. Let us move a little bit further into time again today. The gift and anticipation of Jesus, Emmanuel, has been received and is still present today by the grace and work of the Holy Spirit, open for all people to receive the call. God's love for us is unending. His grace is boundless, and his mercy is everlasting. He's always there, ready to guide us, ready to help us, ready to love us. He's not a distant God, but a close and personal one who knows us intimately and loves us deeply. May we step into the divine possibilities that God has for us and remember that with God, nothing is impossible. Let us pray. Tonight, Father, we remember that you as a baby entered the world as a gift of love for the world. Your love has been poured out in humility and sacrifice. So as we celebrate this amazing gift of love, may we also look ahead to share it with the world and to love one another well. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Emmanuel. Amen. The true gift of Christmas is that this light and this love are for the whole world. And as we prepare to leave this place, returning to the hustle and bustle of Christmas, may we remember that even our enemies, that they too may know of this great gift of divine possibilities. As Lynn and Frankie make their way forward to light our candles from the Christ candle, may it be a reminder that we bear the light of Christ to the world around us. Friends, it is such a joy to see the glory of the light here this evening. Thank you for coming and celebrating with us. Receive the benediction tonight. Rejoice. The Lord has come and is coming again. Know fully that you are the beloved of God and embrace fully the gift of Jesus for you. Receive it and say yes. Till the kingdom of God comes to earth as it is in heaven. Go in peace.
Thanks for joining us today on the Mountain Home Church The Nazarene podcast. Don't forget to visit us at mhnazarene.org/connect if you'd like to connect with us, and have a great week.